Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off into our third and final hour here of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870 on the campus of LSU in front of the Athletic Administration Building on North Stadium Drive. And it is about to get really, really rocking.
It's about to start rocking, baby.
Jared Roser from TigerDetails.com joining us now. Jimmy Smith bailed on us because that's what Jimmy is. He's a flake. And I'm sure he's listening. But that's my not-so-subtle jab at Jimmy Smith. I love you, Jimmy, but I just wanted to – I saw an opportunity, so I took an opportunity. Jared, how are you, man?
I'm good. Just been fighting my way to campus. It's pretty crazy already. As you mentioned, it's going to be raucous tonight, and I think it has been for most of the day.
This You get the sense that this team and this – in particular, this fan base circled this one a long time ago and have wanted this in at night – a night game, a meaningful one in the SEC with two top 10 teams. Man, that's something that this fan base has wanted for a while.
Yeah, this rivalry, as much as you can point to a lot of different SEC matchups as being big rivals for LSU, obviously Alabama's big, Auburn's big, Ole Miss and Arkansas have a history there, but it's, you know, those matchups have lost a little bit with the way those programs have been of late. A&M last year really kind of put itself on the map, but it's still just kind of building that point. But this Florida-LSU matchup has gotten so hostile over the years that there's not a lot of love or anything close to it between the two programs and the way things have gone with some of the chatter back and forth between the players. Last time this game was here, there was a little pregame skirmish, then having to go to Gainesville back-to-back years and some of the chatter this week. It's going to be pretty electric, both because it's two big-time teams. It's a 7 o'clock game in Death Valley. But also just not a lot of people like each other very much on either side.
The level of trolling, too, for LSU to add to it, making this the homecoming game. You know, I like that. Like, hey, because, you know, what's the tradition with college football? The big schools usually book a cream puff kind of game to be the homecoming to assure a victory. So I like that they added that to it.
Yeah, that's because they are cream puffs. What are you talking about?
Spoken like a true Tiger, that's for sure.
That's it, baby.
Jared, Herb and I were talking. I would imagine you share the same kind of thing. Ultimately, you want to get Trask on a move quickly if you're LSU's defense. You want to make him move, dealing with that knee injury and seeing how well he can move, and in particular, laterally.
Yeah, absolutely. He's coming into a situation that he hasn't really had to deal with thus far. They had a chance to play Auburn at home last week. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a big test for him anyway. And then when you look at him having to leave that game for a little while and coming back, and all the news out of Gainesville is that he's okay. But, you know, if you're LSU, show me.
Yeah.
You want to make him
prove it.
Really rise to that challenge anyway. If he is 100%, and if you have a feeling that he may be a little bit hindered with a lower body injury, then if you're a guy like Caleb Von Chason or Mike Divinity or Neil Farrell, anybody in that front seven, you want to get after him and see if you can make him extra uncomfortable early and be on the move. You don't want to let him sit back and feel comfortable and try and have some success early. You want to get after him and kind of put him on his heels.
Speaking of those defensive guys with Benny Logan and Rashard Lawrence and, you know, Chason coming back and Divinity playing again, what are those guys going to mean to this Tiger defense going into this game?
It's really big. I mean, you're looking at a lot of starters that missed a lot of time early in this season, and as much criticism as that defense took the first month and a half, they still remained a pretty decent defense in a lot of ways if you look at the national rankings. But you certainly wanted to clean some things up, some things over the middle of the defense in the secondary, and some tackling issues that they'd had, and you saw a lot of that look a lot better last week. And now if you feel like you can continue to build on what you saw last week against Utah State in those areas, and then add you know, two starting defensive ends back in Glenn Logan, Rashard Lawrence, a guy in Kalevon Chase on that everyone's been waiting for him to be as good as anyone on that defense for the last 2 years now, and finally thinking that you may have him back healthy. Mike Divinity, the way he stepped up last year in Kalevon's absence, to put all of those pieces back into a defense that was doing a better job than I think they got credit at times, staying afloat that first month, month and a half, is huge at this time of the year.
Well, what I thought personally would happen with the defense is exactly what you said. They were out of place at times, and then they just didn't make the tackles. Yeah. And those are all things that could be fixed, repairable, if you will. So I think that what Coach Aranda did last week was awesome. And you saw that the guys had a week off to practice tackling to ensure that they understood the defensive game plan or where they wanted to be. And they proved it, and they did an excellent job. I think moving forward, going back to this game, you know, we talked about it. The running backs having some trouble holding on to the football. So now you got your new ponies, as Mike says. They're going to get the ball a lot. Not only will they get the ball a lot on the run plays, but I think you've seen in the past that Joe Burrow can get these guys the ball in the passing plays. How do you think they're going to be? How effective do you think they're going to be in this game?
Yeah, I think Florida's defense and, you know, defensive front is as highly regarded as it is for a reason. And
you're
certainly not going to go out there and
push them around.
Have the type of success start to finish as maybe you've had in some of these other matchups. But I think you look at a much improved offensive line from a year ago being beneficial. I think all the schematic changes and some of the stuff you were just alluding to with Joe being able to get the ball to his playmakers and do so quickly is really big. And I think you're going to see some things from the LSU offense this week that we haven't seen yet that they've been kind of holding on to. I think as much as we saw the screen game be worked on so heavily in fall camp, we've seen it a little bit here and there, and I think today's a really big opportunity
to
against some aggressive pass rushers for the Gators to kind of sting them here and there if you can dial that up at the right time. And, you know, I just think the way that LSU's offense has built to this game with what we've seen as well as what you know is still kind of out there that we haven't seen yet, I think there's a recipe for some success despite the Gators being a pretty solid defense.
Dude, your suit game is strong, man. I like it. And that's bold. I love the color, kind of the what is it? That's pink, right?
Yeah, I try and wear a little pink at some point for a home game in October every year.
You can pull off pink. I can't.
I haven't seen you try, so I'd like to see
it. I might rock a little bit of it. Nonetheless, Jarrett Roser, TigerDetails.com. Yeah. Great stuff, man. I'll let you run, all right? Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Always.
Right, Tiger Tailgating on WWL on the campus of LSU, getting you set for LSU and Florida, top 10 SEC showdown in Death Valley. I'm kind of pumped just to say it. We welcome in now Amos Morrell, part of our digital and sports team.
Kind of pumped. You should be pumped.
Well, I'm getting there. Getting there.
Amos,
you've been in that stadium and for meaningful games, but I think this one's just going to have just a little bit more, a little extra, a little lanyap to it in terms of the energy.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you think about it, the weather.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's got a lot more fans excited. You know, people have broke out their hoodies. They broke out the
old boots.
Yeah.
The girls
got the
boots on.
You know, so I think, you know, everybody's feeling real good right now on top of the fact that you have two top 10 teams going at it, a Florida team that's undefeated and is playing really well despite, you know, the injury to their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank here. LSU wins because?
LSU wins because I think they're able to stop the run. You stop the run and you make Kyle Trask have to beat you. And I think you do that, you're sitting pretty good, because I think LSU is going to put up enough points. It's can they stop Florida from putting up those points? Because that Florida defense is going to play well, I think so.
I think they will, but I still think they're going to give up a lot.
Yeah.
I think our guys are a little bit more talented than their guys. That's why I'm saying that.
I think particularly at that wide receiver group, I just don't think Florida's DBs.
Right.
Their top few are very, very talented, obviously, but I think they don't run as deep. And I think LSU just has enough pass receiving options to win a lot of one-on-one matchups. And, you know, I'm really high on those young running backs, the freshmen, Tyrion Davis, Price, and John Emery. So I think they're going to be able to move the ball and against a really good Florida defense. I have a hard time seeing Florida being able to do the same, especially if that LSU defense is able to tackle like we saw them do last week against Utah State.
Amos, we went back and looked at LSU, Florida's schedule and who they played. at the skill set positions, they haven't seen anything like what they're about to see in terms of the offensive, it's the offensive design, but also the plethora of weapons and the trigger man of Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and I think, I was in the Saints locker room earlier and earlier this week, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who played in this game last year, was very adamant about how Florida was going to win. And one of the things he said was, you know, you can change the scheme, but you can't change personnel. And we beat that personnel last year.
So that's not
and
the
same.
Like,
very different scheme.
I kind of had to disagree with him. Like, have you seen the way they're using these guys? They're deploying these guys. They're letting their receivers do what they do best. Yes. You know, you look at Jamar Chase. That's a guy that, you know, I've been watching him since he was a freshman in high school.
Yes.
He's been impossible to cover one-on-one, and he's won those one-on-one 50-50 balls, you know, 9 times out of 10 every time I've seen him. You look across the field, Justin Jefferson has been doing what he's been doing for years. So I think, you know, they've got a lot of the same guys that are going to be out there this year, but the way they're using them this year is just – it's almost like they're playing a completely different team.
And like Christian said, the scheme is different, right? The personnel is not different, but the people in the scheme makes the personnel different. If what I mean by that is it enhances their play. It gets them in the open field. They get the ball in their hands really fast, and they can make some plays with it, correct?
I'm sorry, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is grasping at straws there. He just is. Because he knows, and in the back of his mind, he knows, football player, that if you're put in a different scheme and it's maximizing
your
skill set, you're going to have you're going to be a much better personnel group.
He knows that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you can just look at the way Derek Dillon's playing. It seems like – you know, obviously last year was that Auburn game where he had a huge game. But, you know, he's being utilized more effectively.
Yep.
And you're getting to see a lot of what he can do. And, you know, he wasn't even starting when this when the season started. You know, he was behind Terrace.
Right.
He was behind Racy and a whole lot of different receivers in that offense. So I think, it's definitely I think the way they're using these offensive skill players, I just have a hard time seeing Florida be able to contain them, enough to keep them from putting in the amount of points. I still think that 13.5 is a little high, personally.
Oh.
But I
come
I
on,
think,
Amos.
You know,
he's ready to double to the 25.
25, that's what I'm at with. I'm telling you.
Ooh.
Look, let me tell you something.
See, keep in mind, he's a Tiger now. He's through and through.
Sometimes if you step in the ring and the man across from you, his name is Iron Mike Tyson, you just turn around and get the hell out of there. So that's what I think about to happen. Come on now, baby.
You must have hit it big on some of those other spreads that LSU covered. Those other big ones. So you got the house money to play with
so
right
you
now.
You got to remember, I don't play.
It's just words, Amos. It's just words. There's no accountability to it whatsoever. Amos, I think I know the answer to this based on your answer to fill in the blank. LSU wins if. So if I ask you in reverse, Florida wins if it would be their establishment of the running game.
Well, I actually think, obviously establishing the running game, but I think the key more for Florida is if that D-line, which has been really you know, leading the SEC with, they have 7 guys with at least 2 sacks
now.
If they're able to get to Joe Burrow, make the Tigers one-dimensional, you know, you're asking Clyde Edwards-Helaire and 2 freshman running backs, true freshman running backs, to run against arguably the best defense, statistically speaking, in the country.
Yep.
That could be a challenge. So I think, obviously if they can run the ball, that's going to be huge for them to keep the ball out of the hands of Joe Burrow. But if they're also able to affect him, you know, get him on the ground and, you know, keep him from, you know, having time to wait for his receivers to win those one-on-one matchups, I think that could be troubling.
You're going to see I'm just going to go out there. You're going to see 2 trick plays tonight from either Florida or LSU. Somebody is going to run a couple of gimmick plays.
Hopefully it's better than that fake punt that Florida ran last week against Auburn.
Yeah.
That one didn't look that great.
I don't know if that was a call play or he just took it upon himself.
Hey, if your punter's got that kind of liberty.
Nah, what I will say is
that
this.
That might not be good.
In the NFL, punters need to do that more often. Just take off with it. Because the NFL, they literally, they thud up and they turn around and they run back to go cover or whatever. The punters are just sitting there like, whoa, there's 35 yards in front of you. Just take off. No.
Amos,
I used to be a punter, and I used to do that.
So. Amos, will this offensive line stand up to this unrelenting pressure that's coming their way?
I think you got to be really confident in the interior. Obviously, Lloyd Cushenberry, the guys playing next to him have played really well.
Yep.
And, you know, plus you've got some depth with Ed Ingram coming back. So I think the interior, I think where, you know, they're really going to get tested is out there on the ends. Obviously, with the tackles, you have some guys that, you know, they've been trying to get them experience this year, but, you know, they haven't faced a rush. And some guys as talented as the guys that they're going to be seeing on the end.
You're right.
So I think that's where, you know, the matchups you're really going to have to watch because I think that's where if you're seeing Joe Burrow, you know,
taking get, off.
Yeah, it's coming from the edge. It's right. not going to be coming from up the middle.
Right. I think the question you asked me earlier, you want Joe Burrow to kind of step up, find a lane, either be able to get rid of the ball or take off, get 5 yards and slide, right? Ideally is what you want to do. You don't want to have him, you know, running around also, you know, outside of the pocket trying to keep his eyes downfield and making plays like that all the time. So if Florida does keep him inside like that, we've seen what he can do. Even against Texas, he stepped up, threw off of his balance, and threw a touchdown strike to Justin Jefferson on 30-17. So Joe Burrow can actually make those plays when forced to.
Yeah, the only thing about what you said is sliding is something he still doesn't seem really willing to do.
You're right.
He's really trying to flex out there.
He is, and he's not a flexor. He's not a muscle at all. He's just tall guy.
Amos, anything stand out throughout the week that Coach O said that kind of caught your attention about Florida?
Nothing. He just had really high praise for that defense, and, you know, naturally so. I mean, obviously, you look at the numbers they've put up.
Yeah,
What is it? 19 takeaways on the season so far, 12 of those interceptions. You know, obviously, you know, they've been arguing that DBU claim, but
here's what I'm going to say about all those numbers. Those numbers may be a little bit skewed, too, because the only team they really play has been Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's obviously been the best.
Tennessee, but I mean, Tennessee's
not. I mean, come on.
That Kentucky team. Right.
No,
I mean, but you know, Miami was a team that I think a lot of people had expectations.
It's Miami.
They always overhype Miami.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I won't say it.
Like Notre Dame.
Yeah, yes.
Well, that's because everybody wants to take a trip down there for that season opener while it's still warm.
I don't blame them. I mean.
They need to tell their editors, hey, you know, Miami's going to be good. Maybe I need a – get down there for their season opener.
There you go. There you go. Smart man, Amos. Smart
Amos Morrell, part of our digital and sports team at WWL and WWL.com. And Amos, so you don't think LSU covers, but they win?
Oh, yeah. And I think you can have a – like, I talked to Bobby about this the other day, and I kind of agree with him. You can have a pretty convincing 10-point win, obviously, you know.
If they score late, right?
Yeah, you score
if,
late.
If Florida scores late.
Yeah, Florida scores late.
Kind of
like the Saints last Sunday,
exactly.
Where, you know, it was clear that game was not in doubt, but they get that last touchdown, and now they're begging for an onside, and then they still have to drive. I think you can have a convincing win. I just think this Florida team, that defense isn't going to let LSU get too far ahead, and I think they will be able to run the ball enough to kind of keep it out of Joe Burrow's hands, because that's sort of been the best defense anybody's played against LSU is keeping the ball away from Joe, because when he's had it, they've scored, and they've scored quick.
Fast. Yeah.
Amos, things are breaking well for LSU. Georgia loses earlier today to South Carolina. LSU sitting at 5. Certainly if they win here, they can move up maybe to number 3. They can leapfrog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, if it's a convincing win.
No, I was going to say, you know, with LSU doing the things that they've been doing and they haven't really played a true team like we're about to see, this is going to be a team that we're going to break out with and show everybody that we can do our thing with, right? Right here, this is it. This is the way we go.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things I think a lot of the players talked about this week is, you know, Texas was obviously a good team.
Right.
You know, but that defense, this is a defense they haven't faced this season. And, you know, this is going to be a real, you know, kind of the test everybody wants to see.
Yes.
This offense has been rolling. Is it going to be able to roll like it has?
Well, Amos, go ahead.
I've never bet, right? But every time I watch people that do bet, and then when they go with whatever Vegas says, they win, right? So that's the reason Vegas is saying LSU 13.5. So I'm going to up the ante once again, 25. We're going to win. It's going to be 45-20 LSU.
They could be playing the 85 Bears, and Amos, I mean, and Herb would pick LSU to win.
You got to think about it. The 85 Bears, those guys are like 70 years old. So we should win by 50, okay? Come on.
Oh, yeah, no. If
I'm
you don't...
still afraid of Mike Singletary. Don't get me wrong. He's the one that can make it happen. But hell, I mean,
he'll be put
Jim
in the right.
Man ain't doing nothing right now.
He'll be in the right positions. He'll be in a position to make the play. I don't know if he's going to make the play, but he'll be where he's supposed to be.
You're right.
Amos Morrell, good stuff, man. Thanks, appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Yes.
All right, Tiger Tailgating continues. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust here on WWL. Back here on the campus of LSU, Florida, just rolling through with a police escort arriving at Tiger Stadium.
That was it.
I believe it was.
It was buses.
There's some Gators right there. Tiger Bait.
Tiger Bait.
Phil on line one. What's going on, Phil? You're on WWL.
What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
Well, hey, I'm doing good, Kristen. How are you?
Good.
Right.
Hey, look, man, I've been listening to you for 3 days now, and you've been worrying about this 13.5-point spread.
Yeah.
No. Man, they could give up 23 and a half, and they would cover it.
Man, that's trying to sound like Herb Tyler.
I like it, Phil. I like you, Phil.
Hey, I told you, I texted you the other day. And I said, I'm going to call you after the game.
That. I know.
You saw that?
Yeah. Hey, do you have Twitter?
No, I don't have Twitter.
Okay. All right.
But I will call back after the game and talk to you about the third.
We're not doing a post-game show. Call me on Tuesday.
Okay, I'll call you Tuesday. The 23 and that game should be 23.5 points at least. Y'all talking about Herb? Y'all talking about Joe Burrow getting the ball out fast? My God, he gets it out in 1.4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to eat them alive. The LSU defense is going to suffer for this game.
Hey Phil, I'll put a soda on it that they don't cover 22.5.
Oh man.
Oh, no. They cover 23.5 at
all
least.
Right, you want to put a soda on it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll buy you a soda.
All right.
I'll buy you a beer. I'll buy you a 12-pack.
Oh, up in the ante, huh?
Yeah.
12-pack of soda.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be a it's going to be a blowout. Florida hadn't seen anything like this.
Phil
Joe Burrow
is my man.
Is on fire. They're calling him the second rank or the second in line for the Heisman. He is first and
yes.
foremost.
And he's on fire like a pot of jambalaya, baby. That's what I like.
That's
okay?
what I'm talking about.
I'm just going to let you two host the show. I'll just walk away.
Hey, cut the smoked sausage up.
There you go, baby.
And the vegetables, it is
yes,
on.
Yes, indeed. Give me some Tonys and let's make it happen.
Phil, okay? Phil, I love it. Here's the thing. Here's a great thing, Phil. I don't have any money on this game. I don't care if they don't cover 13.5. If they win, they win. That's all that really matters to me, ultimately.
They are going to – I promise you, Kristen, they're going to cover 23. Bet the house they could cover 23.5. They're going to win by 24. They could cover 23.5 at least. Joe Burrow is going to eat them alive. They have not seen an offense this powerful, this fast, or striking at a
They have not faced a talent like this yet all season.
Now, that
I
agree.
And we haven't either defensively, to be honest with
fair.
You.
Very
However,
fair statement.
But I do think that we have the upper hand as far as athletic ability on the outside.
Phil, call me on Tuesday, man. I hope you're right. That would cap off a great Saturday night in Death Valley.
Yes, it will, baby. 25.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870.
Text
870-870. LSU, give me the score. Give me the prediction. 504-260-1870.
That's it. And if they win.
Tigers and Gators.
If we win this game 45-20, I'm going to bet next week.
No, you're not. Why are you up here telling lies now, man? First off, your wife ain't going to let you.
Hey, man. I sure won't bet next week, okay?
That's right.
You're trying to force me
you
to
asked,
bet next week.
Earlier you said, I'm going to bet. I'm trying to bet on this game. Honey, can I have $100? I see how you work.
Sometimes, hey, man, look, it's okay. I don't bet. That's the reason why I don't bet. It's just I'm too good. I don't want to win everybody's money. Other people need a chance to win, okay?
I think the more responsible thing for you to say is you like your money too much, therefore you're not going to gamble it away.
So you're kind of somewhat correct with that, okay? It's more of I can spend my money on better things that I know are for sure bets, right?
Yeah.
Like Minchie's ice cream.
Okay. Whose ice cream?
Minchie's frozen yogurt. You never had that?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, man. Oh,
you're
man.
Tearing up over it.
I know, man. I wish I had some.
We have gotten out of control. We have lost control of this show. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. I didn't think you were going to say I could spend money on other things like ice cream. I mean, I'm thinking, like, I could take my wife to a really nice dinner and things like that.
That's I don't even think about that. That's automatic.
Yeah.
So when it's something extra... A $6, man, I'm probably lying. It's probably more like a $10 ice cream because they charge you by the weight of it. So I mix it up. It's different types of yogurts and then toppings, so you just fill it up.
If I'm paying for ice cream that's going to cost me $10, it better come with a spoon that will feed me without me having to use my hand.
Well, no, you don't have to spend $10. That's what it ends up being after I put so much in it. So you get a cup that's empty, and then you can put as much as you want in it, and it charges you whatever the weight by the weight.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, I go overboard, and my ice cream is $10.
Favorite flavor.
Oh, there's so many different kinds. I mix it all together, right? So you got strawberry, you got strawberry cheesecake, you got a sherbet, different kind of things. It's chocolate. I mean, it's anything you could think of.
We've turned into the Tom Fitzmaurice.
We have, and this place is awesome. I'm telling you. And what you do is, once you finish filling it up with the yogurt, you go to the toppings. You put a little almonds on it, or some peanuts, or whatever, and then you can put some strawberries in it, chocolate covered strawberries, or you can put some what do you call that? The white stuff.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, you put the whipped cream on it, and then you go and you put some chocolate, or you can put some caramel on top. That's where the extra $5 come into play, okay? So there you go.
Since we are the food show now, we're going to go to the polka dotted phone and find Eric. Let's go, Eric. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, it's Eric from Dallas. How you doing, man?
What's up?
I was with you last weekend, man, at Fat Boys. I'm the season ticket holder that flies in from Dallas every week, man. So,
there you go.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, 23 years, Saints season ticket holder, 22 of those I've lived outside of Louisiana. I fly in for every game. But let me tell you, I'm here in Dallas today, man, and we were pulling for Texas, man, because we needed Oklahoma to get that loss. But I'm going to tell you, LSU's got a chance now with this Georgia loss. They're going to be fired up, and I'm just here to say – I think everybody's underestimating exactly the emotional stance that the team's going to take today, man. They want revenge for the loss last year, and this is a get-up game for the Tigers, baby.
Who's ready?
Dallas is over here. We got the Tiger Nation over here with the Houdat Nation. We're pulling hard over here, Christian, for the Tigers.
Boy, this is what I'm talking about, Christian. We all you, baby. We
Eric,
all you.
Hey, man, I love it. I love the fact that you're leading – you're representing the Dallas chapter of the Houdat Nation and the Tiger Nation.
Let me tell you something. Eric is where he needs to be, man. He understands the game. He understands.
That's dedication, too. He flies in for every Saints game.
I love it, man. I love
it. Eric, give me a score.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, and I'm just going to throw it out there, I'm saying 41-17.
Oh, I just told you 45-20. Wow. He's right there where I am. it's not 25, but it's close.
Hey, Eric. Look, nothing would please me more.
Yes,
we're ready for the Jaguars tomorrow too, baby. We're ready to beat another Florida team tomorrow, baby.
Yes, sir. That's it.
We're trying to go 2-0 against Florida.
It'll be a sweep.
The state of Louisiana is like what, 4-1 or 5-1 against Texas.
Yep.
So if you throw in Tulane's win over Houston,
4-1,
and then trying to go 2-0 against the state of Florida,
and we will by the end of the day tomorrow. We'll be
2-0. Guys, we're gonna own the state of Texas, and we're gonna own the state of Florida, man. It feels good to be part of Louisiana Open, baby.
We're gonna repurpose Texas. That is now Louisiana territory. Florida's about to come Louisiana territory.
And then we're gonna take over Mississippi with Mississippi State and Ole Miss. And then guess who's next, baby? Bama.
There you go.
We don't like the state, but we'll take the state and throw it away. Okay. It's not good.
You want to throw a state entirely away?
Wait, man.
That's a little brutal.
They've been eating us forever now, okay? It's been too long now. We got to take when you finally get the opportunity.
Let's not just throw it away, because let's not forget.
I don't mean to throw the state away. I'm talking about the team.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Because the Houdat Nation stretches well into Alabama,
now,
Tuscaloosa.
This is we're talking Tigers here now. We're not talking – because I don't think there's any pro teams in Alabama.
No, there's not. Well, there's one, the Crimson Tide.
Come on.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
what they consider to be a pro team. Alabama fans would try and convince you that Alabama could beat the worst team in the NFL, and that would not happen.
It would not happen.
It just would not happen.
Yeah, no.
If they tried to play Miami, believe it or not, as bad as Miami is, they would beat Alabama.
Well, Alabama has, what, one loss every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta go undefeated every year for 30 years straight for me to even think that you have an opportunity to beat an NFL team.
Yeah, I've never understood that argument, like saying that the number one ranked college team, and they used to play the game. They used to play that earlier, like I think this is in the 60s and 70s. They'd put the Super Bowl winning team against the number one national championship team,
There's
and it was
no
a blowout.
Way you can do that.
It's not. There's no way the top college football program, Clemson included, is going to play the worst team in college or in the NFL and beat them. It just will not happen.
Right.
But some fans are convinced that it will.
Now, our 2011 Tiger team, we probably could hang with the Browns back then in 2011.
Hang with? You probably wouldn't have beat
them. Not going to beat them, but we can hang with them.
By the way, I was walking over here earlier to do the show, and someone was walking around with some tickets, you know, just trying to sell them.
Yep.
And they were, I said, let me just take a look at them. I said, how much are you asking for them? They were in the lower bowl, $500 a pop.
No, that's not
face
bad.
Value, I think, was
like two something.
Nah, I think it was $175.
That's not bad. $500 is not bad.
$500 a piece. $1,000.
You don't know if those were counterfeit tickets, though. That's the only
thing. You're right. But I'm just saying that if those were real tickets, just saying that that's how much interest is on this game. It's a hot commodity. It's a hot ticket. It's a hard one to find. I haven't seen a whole lot of people walking around with tickets to try and sell. Usually, they're playing the Northwestern States or something like that, you'll see a lot of people, you know, with tons of tickets trying to get rid of them, and they're not charging four times the face value. They're probably giving you a really good deal where, hey, just give me close to face value and I'll get them. That just goes to show you how interested they are around campus here at LSU.
Right.
All right, he's Herb Tyler, a.k.a. Herb Teasy.
Off the Heasy.
It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Moments away from the LSU official pregame show on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Yes. As we wind down the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick. Before we push out of here, big thanks to Dominic Mitchum, our on-site engineer, David Potter back at Master Control, Casey Wainwright as well, along with our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. Final thoughts today for me, I'll start, Herb. I think it's simple. LSU is the more talented team, albeit Florida can hang and certainly compete with LSU. I think that LSU has a 6 or 7 point lead late in this game and ices it away with another touchdown, ultimately covering the spread, improving their record, staying undefeated, and moving up in the polls because Georgia lost.
So I agree with all of that. I also think that the Tigers are going to come out, right? Fired up, right? Like a pot of jambalaya. Joe Burrow's going to throw for 6-7 touchdowns.
6-7 touchdowns?
Yes, tonight.
My goodness.
He's going to take over every record that is in the quarterback book, period, for LSU this year. I think the young cats running the ball are going to have a great night. I think we have a combined 150-something yards rushing, maybe 1-2 touchdowns.
If they run the ball for that many yards, they're covering the spread.
They're definitely
guaranteed.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. Okay? This is what I'm saying. Okay? So when the defense is out there on the field, I think the reason why we're going to score so many points is because we're going to have the ball way more than they will. I think we're going to create turnovers. I think we're going to surprise some people by the way we tackle tonight. I think we're going to be so energized. We're going to be so enthusiastic about this game tonight. That it's just we'll never see these guys play this way again until the Alabama game. That's what I believe, because this has become a rivalry. When you take a skeleton of a cat and then you say this is Mike the Tiger, we take that seriously. Okay, we take that to heart, baby. Don't you talk about my tiger like that. Okay, now you're about to take this, all right, and I'm about to give it to you, all right. And it's called a butt whipping on national TV, ESPN tonight by 25 points, all right. 45-20 is my score. We may score more than that. Now, that, you know, 45 obviously means that Joe Burrow doesn't throw 6-7 touchdowns.
You're not all that close. Different from Bobby Hebert. In other
what
words,
do you mean?
You kind of preach. And you,
we are the same, baby.
I know. Bobby gets on a roll there, man. And
we're brothers.
Yeah. Quarterbacks stick together,
same
right?
Same blood, man. We got different grandmothers. That's all. Okay? So that's my man. See, he knows. Look,
does he do this at home?
He knows. Okay. Look, let me tell you something, okay? This is a great game. I'm telling you. Eric said it. He said it. You cannot underestimate the passion that these guys have for really wanting to beat this Florida team this year. You can't underestimate the opportunity that they have to play under the lights.
But you can't ignore the passion that Florida has in trying to beat LSU.
You can't. You don't. You're right. Okay, that's fine. But what is that going to do? Nothing, okay? Because they're not in the swamp. They're in Death Valley. And when you come to Death Valley – your dreams come to die, baby. So here we go, 45-20.
We need to get Herb in the locker room before games, before big games, so he can talk to the team. I think Coach O will let you do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anytime I want to, Coach O will say, come on, Herb. Come on, Herb. Come on in there.
One team, one heartbeat.
And go Tiger. Okay?
Go Tigers. So, they're getting ready to start the Tiger walk.
We love him, man. We love Coach O. Coach O is the best thing that ever could have happened to LSU right now. I'm telling you right now. And we've had this conversation before. You know, you were a little skeptical about him coming on, but I was like, dude, this like, when the passion he has for the state and for this team is the passion that they're going to play with tonight against this team.
You know why?
That's what I mean.
You know why I've reversed my original take is because he's delivering on things that he promised.
Yes.
He did that when he was at Ole Miss. He said some things but didn't deliver on those.
Right.
He told you he was going to fix the recruiting.
Well,
now they're recruiting at an elite level. He told you that he was going to hire offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yes.
He already had Dave Aranda.
Yes.
But the best offensive coordinator in the country. And have some imagination in an offense.
Yes.
He's delivered on that as well. And he's delivered on wins. He's delivered on a team that could end up, by the end of the weekend, be ranked in the top four.
Here's the thing about that is it's not difficult to do those things. I mean, if 5 years ago you look at LSU's team, you know what to do. Get a more imaginative offense, keep the same defense on the field, continue to recruit, and support and be passionate about the team, period. That's it. And all he had to do was that, and that's what he did.
That's a wrap on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tailgating Show.
Yes,
Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, back at you tomorrow morning on the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff at 10 a.m. This is WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.